I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, South Korea's president offered words of regret to residents of the island of Yongpyeong. In a nationally televised speech, Lee Myung-bak said that he felt deeply responsible for failing to protect lives and property. Last week, North Korea fired artillery shells at the South Korean island. 2 soldiers and 2 civilians were killed. Since that attack, most people on the island have fled their homes. As Jason Strother reports from Yongpyeong, those who stayed behind worry that another attack could be imminent.
Loudspeakers around the island urge residents to go to the community center if they want to evacuate to the mainland. But pretty much everyone has already gone. Only about 30 of Yongpyeong Island's 1,500 inhabitants have stayed behind. Houses are abandoned and shops are closed. It's a virtual ghost town with the occasional sound of military helicopters flying overhead. Walking around some of the damaged areas, it's easy to see why so many have left. In one alleyway, broken glass is everywhere. Several buildings have collapsed on themselves. Others have been gutted by fire. Just one block away is the home of An Gwang-hun. He's lived on the island for 50 years. When I met him, he and his wife were washing cabbage to make kimchi. An is a fisherman, like many here, but the military has kept him shorebound. He says that's no problem for now. An says, "We were actually making kimchi when the attack happened, but we are not ready to leave the island. There are still many things we need to do here." Another fisherman, 51-year-old Kim Young-soo, is also keeping busy. I flagged him down as he was passing by in his flatbed truck. He says he's been driving people around the island, but he doesn't charge anyone. Meanwhile, crews have been stringing new power lines in damaged neighborhoods. One electrician tells me that the repair work is almost done. And in what was the playground for Yongpyeong's elementary school, construction crews are assembling small shelters. Crew manager Kim Sam-yeol says they're building 15 temporary houses for the people whose homes were completely destroyed during the attack. So when they return, they will have a place to stay. The government is picking up the tab, but Kim says he doesn't know when people will start coming back. I ask Yongpyeong District Director Choi Chol-young if it's possible they've gone for good. Choi says this island has a long history, and I don't think it will ever be completely abandoned, but the government will have to encourage people to move back. It may take more than a little encouragement. Many are worrying that North Korea will strike again. In fact, that is what people feared was happening just yesterday. Authorities ordered everyone on the island into bomb shelters. Artillery shots had been heard in the distance. The South Korean military reported that the North Korean base across the sea was bringing surface-to-surface missiles onto the launch pad. After a half hour, we were told it was safe to go outside, and many of us headed straight to the ferry dock. On the boat, I met Park Myung-jae. He lives on a nearby island that was also shelled. Park says people here are used to military skirmishes, but after the 2 civilians were killed, many realized this was more than that. Park says, "I don't know when it will become peaceful enough for me to return to my home. Over the years, North Korea has made many attacks near the island. I think the South Korean government should have had more missiles or soldiers stationed here," he says. "They could have prevented this attack." For The World, I'm Jason Strother near Yongpyeong Island, South Korea.